Participating artists in the Rediscovering Native Art on Cheyenne River project will become the centerpiece of a cultural tourism marketing campaign designed to promote the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation as a destination. Tanya Fiddler is executive director of the Four Bands Community Fund.
Four Bands is a loan fund that looks at the economic opportunities, does market assessment and things like that, and trying to identify industries that are viable in a state where tourism is the second leading industry. We had been doing some work cultivating the tourism sector about 5 years ago and then kind of moved around into some other areas and are coming back to it.
Part of Fiddler's return to exploring and enhancing tourism on Cheyenne River comes from the substantial funding from several sources to support Native artists in developing successful arts businesses. This includes a $200,000 grant from a joint initiative by the Kresge and Cerdna Foundations called Catalyzing Culture and Communities through Community Development Financial Institutions. Over the next 2 years, Fiddler hopes to not only positively impact the reservation's economy, but also maintain and strengthen the Native American culture there.
When you see the joy celebration with performing arts, visual arts, craft, food art that we've been experiencing, we're just going to try to do more with it and develop some partnerships with our tribal programs here to create a center, possibly in partnership with our Chamber of Commerce, so that tourism and art culture is hand in glove.
Fiddler adds that the Four Bands Community Fund has recently created a visitor guide for the reservation and will continue to update that as the Rediscovering Native Art on Cheyenne River project expands. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.